Hello, guys. It's me, Regan, with my co-stars.
I'm sorry, what?
What the fuck? I'm the main course. You feel me? It's that kid, Schmitty. Yeah, don't. What you about to cry? Don't cry, bitch.
Oh
no! Don't start this too early to start. No.
Okay, I have asthma. I have asthma.
Cause I'd be you got that asthma.
I got. I'm Ace of Spades. Yeah.
And shout out Public. Invest your time into some great investments.
Okay.
What?
That was good.
No.
That was good.
It wasn't, it Reagan. Was. It wasn't.
It was planned out.
Was it? That makes it even worse.
That's what it's a sponsor.
Shut up. All right. Reagan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So I'm good. Doing dandy, actually.
Okay, dandy, that's enough from you. Smitty.
Did you just call Smitty Reagan?
Yeah, because go back to look at your phone. I don't want to look at you, goofy ass. Your white eyes look like that.
Like blue as fuck, like the ocean?
Nah, it's put okay. Up like that.
Beautiful.
Your fingers look like Vienna sausages.
Did you say Reagan?
No. My fingers do not look like that, boy.
His, well, fingers, look like, laughing, his fingers look like Vienna sausages. Put them on the table right now.
No.
Put them on the table.
No. Oh, y'all thought that was funny? Smitty, I know you're about to get a damn nosebleed with that Ronald McDonald do-rag tied on your head. Head ass, nigga. Red and yellow, bada ba ba ba. I'm loving it. Head ass. Look at you.
Ace has the producers laughing.
Yes, look at you. Look at you.
You laughing a little too hard over there.
I'm not laughing.
You know what I mean? It's like, you.
I'm not laughing.
All right, y'all go back to talking.
Anyways,
I'm trying to sign this shit, bro, so I don't get evicted.
Don't try. Don't hurt yourself. All right. Wait, what?
What is that? What is ATTN?
I don't know why. I have to look it up
on like
Google.
Who's addressing? It's like I put my name.
I'm gonna put Papi Jula.
Well, put Daddy.
What is this? All these requirements. Let me
Reagan.
What the fuck this means? Shoot.
Stop it.
Reagan.
So what have y'all been up to?
Nigga, you know. Actually, no. So we live in the same house, fucking dumbass.
We might as well just live in the same room. All three of you.
Oh, all four of us. All four of us.
All four.
That old girl you bring.
Oh! Shit. What you shut up, Patty?
Whoa.
Wait, which
sub-crowd,
one?
Sub-crowd.
Oh, y'all are
which one, Smitty?
Federal. She's being federal.
I know what's happening. I'm here.
I would have said that.
Okay, which one? I don't know what you're talking about. Ain't no one watching this podcast anyway. I got nothing to worry about.
You slow as shit. I'm
it's like, I lied. That 2 million on TikTok.
Nah, no crap.
You know, I'll keep it a buck 50, 92.8. You feel me, bro?
Oh, okay, cool guy.
You know, I have a girl coming over tonight, you know?
Oh, shit. Yeah. What's her name? Name drop. Nah, I'm just playing.
Right, don't worry about it.
Nah, she seems pretty cool from the FaceTime call.
Yeah, bro. She gets to watch me
whoop
your ass.
She does seem pretty cool.
Wait, were you there on the FaceTime?
I've been around when you FaceTimed her.
No, it's not this girl.
No, it's not the same girl.
It's a different girl.
I know who it is.
I don't know. No, not her.
Oh.
Nah, this is something new. This is, that shit. That shit just mainstream, but you
wait,
know.
Wait.
Hey, she in a relationship with him. You're not in a relationship with her.
She's in a relationship with me. I'm single. She's in a relationship with me. Toxic boys for life.
That's so bad.
Toxic boys for life.
That is horrible.
Toxic boys for life.
What the fuck is this?
What the hell?
Yes, sir.
What the fuck is this coming from the sky?
It's raining meatballs and ketchup and shit.
This nigga just got
meatballs.
Anyways.
Text Leo.
Wait, can you text him?
He's right there. Why do you got to text him?
Leo.
Hello?
Can we ask him too?
You can make it simpler so you don't have to do all that and make it look like
that.
What's up, Leo, man? Drippy
Shout
is chef.
Shout out, Leo.
Drippy is chef of the nation, man,
Leo
right here.
Leo talking
in the back.
To a Leo.
That's right. That's
you know what I'm saying? He in the back like a Cadillac with four flashes. You hear me? No cap.
What the hell did you just say?
I want the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah,
can
what?
I get the same thing too? Same thing. What is it?
It's spinach. Damn.
It's potatoes with Brussels sprouts roast.
Leave out the Brussels sprouts.
Right, that's what I thought. Potatoes, Brussels that's sprouts, then it's sunny side up eggs with garlic and spinach.
Mm, perfect. Per.
And then the bacon.
Mm. Mm.
Let me get that with extra bacon and no Brussels sprouts.
A little juice.
A little juice. Yeah, man.
Wait, can I get some orange juice too?
I should have gotten orange juice.
I'll just brush my teeth. Fuck. Should have tasted nasty.
That'll be fine.
Tastes like Badussy.
Anyways,
you know what that tastes like?
Anyways, so back to about the whole girlfriend thing. So, no, I would never.
You're what?
What?
Girlfriend thing. We ain't even talking about girlfriend. What the fuck you talking about? Stitcher or something. Dumbass boy. Look at you now. You look dumb. You look stupid.
Okay, so I don't know. It's complicated. It's weird.
Why are you shaking, bro? You shaking like a stripper. You gay? What's up? I got ones on me.
Let's talk about the fact that I just got an Xbox.
No. Anyways.
No, we don't want to talk about that. Boo.
Psych, I lied. Your Xbox is fried, my guy.
No, actually, it's a really good Xbox, apparently.
She got the red ring of death the first day.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. She put
what is that? What?
You know what?
What is that?
I'm just going to end this podcast early. I'm trying to fill out the swim so I don't get evicted.
Reagan, are you barefoot right now? Because I got a picture of Isabel's feet. Before.
Am I what?
Bro, wait. What, bro?
No.
Damn.
What'd you put here?
Yo, oh shit, there's a fucking fly.
Put
Hey, that's your cousin. Tell him stop pulling up.
Just put like I think I put hey.
Stop with the sneezing. Look. Enough. Cut it out.
I think I put Jake Brown for that one.
Jake Brown.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't Chris Brown your cousin, Smitty?
Yeah, Chris Brown's my cousin.
Guys, y'all aren't even doing the podcast. You're eating. You are on your phone.
I'm signing a freaking document that I have to sign.
I've eaten on podcasts before. Now, back to this girl that I'm having over.
Smitty. Oh, yeah. You finna beat her down?
Ill.
Oh, my fault.
No, we're going to play some. We're going to watch.
Smitty, be respectful.
Yeah, be respectful.
Oh, my God, bro. You see how she just tried to be throwing me under the bus? All right, bet. No, come on. This podcast might get interesting. Rain, can you stop touching me? I like being touched. Thank you.
Actually, I'm not touching
respect
you.
Respect my feelings.
I'm actually not touching you at all.
Respect my feelings.
But the funny part is I'm actually not touching you. Huh, yeah. I need to balance. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyways, Ace, how's your food?
Y'all remember when I first got here?
Why was I on some simp shit?
Huh? Y'all remember when I was on some simp shit?
Can you stop touching me? I don't like to be touched like that. Can you respect my boundaries?
I like to touch. Can you respect my feelings?
You're forcing. Is that the type of girl you like to force? Come on, stop out. But
I'm trying to balance.
Balenciaga. What? What? You say you were a simp when you first arrived to the house?
Yeah.
Look at you now.
Colty passed me the torch. I noticed it all changed when Colty left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Colty.
The hot boy torch?
Nah, the toxic boy torch. That's what we're talking about.
Is that not the same thing?
Nah, toxic and hot boy are two different things.
Explain.
We live in a day and age where niggas out here, they be trying.
Why I gotta be niggas?
Shut up, bitch. They be trying.
Why I gotta be a bitch?
Girls out here thinking that their vagina is the only thing they gotta, you know, offer out sometimes and that they don't have to work. Nah, son. You out here playing chess. I'm out here playing Connect Four with checkers. What the fuck you think this is? So you gotta do like this. You can't just have one girl. You gotta have multiple girls and build up an NBA roster.
Oh my.
Two of them have to tag out and, you know, they gotta get a water break. You tag the other two in. I'm just playing the game. Like Offset said, she belongs to the streets.
That's not fucking Offset, bro. That's Future Hendrix. Fuck! How do you not know that?
I don't listen to black
music. You got what? You listen to what music? Black.
No, but Reagan, please. Don't think anything I just said was serious. I'm not like.
He's so serious right now.
No. That's all the way Reagan was looking. Reagan was looking at me like I was a monster.
He said he needs a point. He said he already has a point guard. That's his, you know, his main thing.
It's your mom.
He got two good shit. He got two shooting guards on the way. He got two shooting guards on the way. Wait, actually, your shooting guard is probably Ogo. And then all you need is a small four in the center. Now you can be straight.
We should make code names for your ladies.
For who? Them or you guys?
Both.
I'm just glad because if Kylie was here and I had a different girl over, she'd be the type to be like, oh, who's this girl? What about? I'll be like, Kylie, shut the fuck up.
Like, call you out. Call you out.
I'll never get. You know what? Not to get on the whole.
You identify my bitches with APs. She ain't got an AP, she is not mine. You cold. And cold. She belongs to the streets.
Come and get your money.
That shit look good as fuck. What that taste like?
You guys see anything you just did?
No, I didn't.
Don't get all TikTok to answer without the sound.
He's not paying attention to me right now.
He never does, does he?
He doesn't want
how
to.
How does that make you feel, Reagan? He never feels. He never pays attention to you.
Nah.
Reagan, you don't. Reagan, you don't deserve that.
You fucking R. Kelly elegant ass nigga.
You need to be treated with respect.
Why are you throwing some ketchup my way?
You need to be treated with respect and cared for.
I'm gonna record it so I can send it to your homegirl.
Anyways, but
oh, all right, my fault.
Yeah, oh, that's crazy though.
It was just a flashlight anyways.
Oh, okay. Whole ass nigga. But y'all are so cute. You're ugly, both of you. But y'all are cute.
Explain.
You just want me to Reagan, I know what you're
playing,
doing.
I'm playing.
Fishing.
You're fishing.
Nigga, you fish every time you post. Fuck you talking about.
Nigga.
That's what I thought. Look at you, you had nothing
go
coming
ahead,
to
go
say.
Ahead, go
dumb
ahead.
Bitch.
I bet. I'm so hungry. Nigga do ASMR. Ah, yes.
So, what is y'all's favorite movie?
What?
What's y'all's favorite movie?
Baby Driver. Oh, no, the one I made with somebody's mom last night.
Oh, good shit. This man just can't stop.
But no, I can't mom.
Imagine being at my lunch table and the whole lunch table doing that to you every time you take a bite. Ooh, we like the food. Food good. All right, anyways, my favorite movie. I don't really have one.
Really?
Nah.
Mine's Naruto.
Which one? Name all seven.
Honestly.
Wait, what is it? Shippuden?
Name one. Name Reggie. If you can name one Naruto movie right now,
did I
I'll
not just
$50?
Okay. The Blood one.
Wow. She was close, nigga.
If you said Blood Prison, I would have given you $50.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, you said blood.
You didn't hear me right.
You hook.
Blood Prison.
Knowing you, you're black, so your favorite movie is probably some generic shit like Independence Day. Boys in the Hood.
What the fuck? Oh, Boys in the Hood's hard.
Boys in the Hood's actually
good. I know you've seen Baby Boy.
Yeah, what's wrong with
that? I like Mac and Dev Go to High School.
What the hell is that?
What? Snoop Dogg, yeah. Wiz Khalifa.
Damn, bro. Chill, bro. Stop just swallowing that shit. Ain't going nowhere.
I said the same to your mom last night. Hey, Reagan. I asked Isabel last night.
Damn. You want some freaking
podcast.
Shit.
Oh,
man.
Last
oh, man.
Podcast.
Okay, we
holy
get,
shit.
Clickbait? What? Ace what? Isabel? Huh?
Abel?
How y'all meet. It was an interesting tale. Of two friends.
How Isabel and I met?
Yeah, and how y'all became best friends.
Yeah.
Wait,
what'd she say?
Basically, long story short.
Let her answer, though, first.
Shut
Let
up,
her answer first.
Wait, yeah, question. I'll answer. And then, So it started from my ex-best friend, who I'm still cool with.
Chandler.
Yeah, and she FaceTimed Isabel one night because, like, they were cool from social media, from TikTok. And so, like, Isabel watched Chandler and I's videos. And so they were FaceTiming one night, and then I met Isabel through that FaceTime. And she was going to come visit us in Dallas whenever I was back at home in Dallas. And then we had it all planned out. She was going to come that weekend. And then her dad ended up saying no. And so we didn't hang out. And then I moved to LA. Chandler and I just grow apart while I'm out here for like other reasons. And are you listening? Or are y'all just staring at each other while you eat?
I'm listening.
Okay, interesting.
I'm listening.
And so what happens? And so I move out here. My the end of my first month moving here. Laugh. I know you want to. The end of my first month moving here. Isabel had been texting me and stuff, and so I was like, hey, why don't you come visit? And so she came and visited for a week, and the first we were literally the same person. It was insane.
You told me that it was the best 8 days of her life.
Really? Oh yeah, it was literally I've never had a connection like that with someone before, where the second we saw each other, it was just boom, conversation, we are the exact same person. It was crazy. And then she left, and I was like, I really want you to move out here. I missed a part. Whenever I hadn't followed Isabel on TikTok for a long time, she had watched my videos and stuff, but I never saw her videos until she came out here to visit me. And then we started making videos together. And then when she left, I was like, just like move in with me. Like, I want you to have like this opportunity to kind of just like do what I'm doing. Like, you had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. Like, just move out here. And so she ended up moving out here in my apartment. And I was like, I'm willing to like split half my apartment, half my room, half my bathroom for you to stay here. Cause that's how like determined I was for her to just like live it up with me. So that happened. Yep. Is that what she basically just told you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Inspiring.
Smitty's a bitch. She also told me how, like, when y'all first got here, y'all were like a power duo.
Mm-hmm.
You and her against the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no one gonna fuck with y'all. I fucked with both of you. Now what? Now what? That's what I thought. I'm kidding. What the fuck are you staring at, bro? Let me ask you something, Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first impression of Smitty?
Oh, my God.
Be honest.
The amount of times I've gotten this question.
Why do we answer this shit every time?
Shut up, bitch.
My first impression.
I'll throw water bottle at your fat ass head.
It's not fat. It's not fat.
My first impression of Smitty was that.
He's a light-skinned bitch. His durag do be tight. His eyebrows be crooked.
Actually, my first impression of Smitty was back in Dallas. Like, whenever I was first starting TikTok, he had way more followers than I, and I was just, like, just blowing up, and we followed each other. And, like, we would FaceTime and stuff. We never met up back in Dallas, but, like, we would FaceTime. And it, like, wasn't even, like, on that. Like, it was, like, homies. And then we came out here, and we didn't know. None of us knew who was moving in the day that they moved. Like, we all found out whenever the viewers found out, or a few hours before the viewers found out who was, like, moving in. And I remember, like, my first day moving in, you, like, helped me grab all the trash bags from my car and, like, move it into my room. It was so nice.
I told Isabel that, too.
Yeah.
When y'all first moved in, y'all were loud.
Mm-hmm.
Annoyingly loud. And I was watching from my balcony, and I just thought to myself, ugh, I might as well go help them with them stuff. Hey, you guys need help with your shit?
Yeah,
I remember I was just watching the balcony. I was just like, ugh.
Ugh.
And then here we are today.
I know, besties.
All right, don't use that word. I hate that word.
I know. I kind of hate it now, too. It's really like growing up.
Well, how about
me.
You and Isabel?
Stop using it.
Yeah, because your entire fan base and so much more people use that shit now. Every day, guys hate that word bestie. We hate it. I know you hate it.
I know somebody hates it.
It's just a weird, like, just say best friend. Like,
but bestie, even best friends, like.
No, I'll say, hey. What's up, best friend?
Well, for me, like, whenever I first started saying it, now I really am tired of it. I'm just trying to get it out of my vocabulary, but because I used it so often. But, like, best friends is, like, besties is, like, less personable. Like, it's just like, oh, besties. Like, it's not really besties. It's just, like, pal. Like, oh, pal.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird. Guys don't say bestie. We just say, what's up, bro? We just
That's
say bro.
That's true. Your friend said bestie the other day, though.
Was it Mike? Better not be Mike.
No, it was QP.
Mike in the Even worse, punch him. Punch him when he comes over.
Okay. But, no, my first impression of Smitty when he, like, got in the house, I was like, oh, my God, like, he's so funny. And, like,
I was funny, too.
He's, like, very,
Bitch?
No. He's, like, not a pushover and like keeps it like a buck, which I liked because a lot
about?
Of people, it just reminded me like a lot of Smitty. It reminded me a lot of like home. And like whenever I first moved here, I like obviously hadn't been, I still haven't been home since I moved out to LA yet.
Oh, that's
and
right,
so,
you haven't.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I would always tell Isabel that Smitty and Champagne remind me so much of home and that like, they're just like very calm. And like, it's just like Texas people. Being around Texas people for me is always, like, a different feeling. Like, it just feels like home.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I don't know. I would say somebody's a pushover. I insult him. I beat him in Naruto in front of you. I literally bully him in our bedroom every night. He doesn't do anything because he knows better. He's not going to say anything because he knows.
So he's not a pushover.
Everybody that's watching this at home, I know how I get down. That's all I got to say.
What does that even mean? How do you get down?
I'm just
only thing you get like, down is in Naruto when you get knocked out, punk bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah.
In your whack ass eyes.
Yep.
Everyone in Smitty wears contacts, revealed, exposed.
Fuck it.
What was your first impression of Ace?
Oh, yeah.
I actually wanted to beat his ass.
Oh, yeah. He didn't want to jump me multiple times.
He's like, I thought he, like, Ace was just like, I don't even know. I'm just not used to a lot of people. Like when I first got here, I wasn't used to like a lot of like different things I see in this house with like energies and like I'm my people back home. The type of people I used to hang out with back home, I guess like would be more like champagne type vibe and low key Kylie more or less, because it was like
so black people.
Okay, yeah, I went to like. Yes, I guess more, but it's not no. It's personality wise. It's like wow. The thing I can relate to so much with Kylie is like black. I know she's like, she may seem all these things, but like I know she's like with the shits, and she's like going to say the first thing that comes out her mind and shit. So like back home, like, and she don't tolerate no bullshit, and I know from back and Dana too. So like from back home, like I'm not used to everyone being so like. Like giddy up and like all like giddy act up. Like they're happy and shit all the time, because like if you like got a problem or something, you don't act fake or you don't do nothing or do no weird shit. If you don't like somebody, you generally like confront them. You don't just go around and talk about them or do like some like snarky ass shit. Like you just go up to them and say like, what's good, like what's the issue, you feel me? So I'm not used to that shit. When I first got here, everybody had problems with people, but
no, what was your first impression of me?
You literally just
no, I said I didn't like your ass at first,
but why? I literally stayed in my room.
Because I was like...
I stayed in my room and didn't talk to anyone. How did that bother
like,
you?
Because I thought you were just too sensitive at first. Like, I was just like...
Because I stayed in my room?
No. Because you was just like... I don't even know, bro. Like, we just didn't... we didn't vibe with each other. Because, like, we didn't talk. It was just like...
So,
how everyone else could communicate with you. And I was just like, damn, this dude, like have some, like... I don't know. I just thought you were sensitive. I was just like, okay.
Wait,
like,
so let me
I didn't want to talk to you.
You thought I was sensitive.
So I didn't want to talk to you.
No, you thought I was sensitive because I will admit, when I first got here, for the first couple of weeks,
yeah.
I stayed in a room, stayed in my room or the movie room all the time.
No, during our audition, I liked you. I did not like you. It was just like, whatever.
You wanted to jump me.
Yo, just
no, I didn't want
to.
I was just joking. Oh,
yeah. Like, he didn't know you as much.
Yeah,
so, like,
I just
same
thought
thing
you
were
just,
me,
like, quiet
honestly.
And just, like, I saw you interact with other people. I was like, damn, like, this dude, like. I don't know, sensitive or something?
No,
like,
with me, just a problem. It takes a while for me to warm up. Like, I just started getting comfortable around you guys, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a while for me to, because I realize, well, looks like I'm living with them. Might as well make the best of it, because y'all are ugly. Like, both of y'all.
I'm pretty sure when I first saw, like, my first impression of you was kind of the same. Not, like, sensitive, more of, like, I honestly was like, oh, I thought you were mean. At first,
what?
I know, I did, only because, like, because keep in mind, in the beginning, you and I had, like, a lot of, like, weirdness in terms of, like, the phone thing and then the, and then the, like, stuff with Ashanti, and it was, like, the whole reason I feel like that was, like, there was because we didn't, like, know each other at all. Like,
yeah, that was,
like
for
the first, like, month,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like the first month we like literally did not talk and like weren't like close. And then after like whenever I started like getting into some stuff, like you would like come and actually talk to me, and it was like nice cuz it was like someone's like going out of their way to like make sure you're okay. And so then I was like, I want to do that for him. And then like we just got closer, and especially like you moving in with Smitty and y'all being roommates, it's like we get to like know each other more and like understand each other.
What were you saying, Smitty?
Nah, I was saying, like another reason, like, I was just like, what the fuck? Because, like, I remember one time, like, we didn't even know each other that well yet. During the lie detector test, then you had said that weird shit, like, something insecure or some shit. I was like, what the fuck? No.
Oh, yeah, I remember what I said. I remember exactly.
Oh, my God,
I was like.
You went off.
And then, yeah, because I had so many questions. Cause y'all didn't know shit about me.
No,
so I had to know shit about you.
Yeah, and then,
that
like.
That's probably rigged. I don't trust that shit. Sorry. That shit
but, like, I ain't going to cap. In that moment, I was like, nah, fuck this nigga. Like, I was like, because who the fuck asked that type of question? So I got heated, but I didn't get heated enough to why I wanted to do something to you. I was just heated. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, who is this dude? So then, like, after that, I didn't even like you for, like, the longest. I was
shit.
Because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who says it to somebody? That showed, like your true intentions back then, like, what you really wanted to know. You feel me? So I'm just like, what the fuck? I ain't never
been. Would you rather me have lied to you?
No. Well, I didn't even know you, so I'd rather you not even said a shit at all. But, like.
Fair enough.
You know.
But there were, like, a lot of random questions during that lie detector test.
I remember everyone was in that seat, and I kept on asking questions.
Yeah.
I remember I asked Alicia, like, hey, Isabel, are you attracted to Reagan or vice versa?
Yeah, and she was like, no.
Everything. I wanted. And then everyone was like, hey, I want to make it clear, I did not like Ashanti, all right? I don't know why the lie detector, because here's what happened. Don't look at him like that! Here's what happened. I told myself, if I tell myself I like Ashanti, it'll think that I'm lying because I don't like Ashanti. So I told myself, yeah, I like Ashanti, but I didn't. So when I said, oh, yeah, do you like Ashanti? I said, yes. I was like, oh, she's going to say I was lying. And then it said, telling the truth. I was like, hold up. That shit don't add up because I didn't like Ashanti. You know what I'm talking about?
You're trying to, like, reverse psychology.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't.
Look, I'd be mad if you did.
I didn't.
All right. We got that.
Don't get jumped.
Leo.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Leo.
Y'all, we don't deserve Leo.
Thank you.
Bro, we don't deserve Leo, man.
Nah, no cap.
Man, that bacon sure looks yummy, Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the same for you, but you ate it all.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, Leo.
Oh, boy, Leo, man.
Thank you so much.
Leo,
thank you,
we don't deserve you, Brett. I might suck you off later.
Dude. I promise.
Pour me some OJ, Reagan. Let me get that first glass. You feel me? Yeah. Let me get
yeah. There's enough cups, though. Fuck it. I think it's like a mukbang now.
Why pour? No, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What is this cup made out of, though? Fuck.
Vibranium.
Okay. Oh, damn it, Reagan. You almost had a good pour, too.
Got that cane now.
Reagan, just get closer to the cup.
Damn, I just brushed my teeth, too. This is finna taste so bad. But I'm still good, though.
Still gonna slurp it up.
Now you know what it tastes like when I kiss you late at night.
Fuck up, bitch.
Right? Kiss him. I kiss somebody when he's asleep in the bed.
I know. I saw some of these videos last night.
Sorry, what?
That shit was funny.
I'm sorry, what? Oh.
Where he put you in handcuffs? We won't talk about it.
Because you're all so cute eating and chatting it up and chopping it up. Can we talk about one of the girls that I did have here at one point?
Hmm?
Kaylee.
Hmm? Oh, my God.
Kaylee. The one that was getting her back broken in the bathroom stall.
Wait, this one?
Yes, you know which one.
The redhead. Oh, shit, the one I saw at the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I walked in on some girl at this party. The Ace was, damn, and Ace and Couch were, no, we're not going to put that back into the atmosphere. But Ace and Couch were, just had some business with. But I walked to the party, and she was getting her back blown out in the dude's restroom. I was just walked in. I was just like, okay, what the fuck? You know, but it's one of them things, man, where you just smile and wave and keep moving. She's like, oh, what's up, Smitty? I was like, what the fuck?
What is up with you? What are you doing?
Well, are you going?
I don't know. I've had the girls that I've had here, like.
You've had some questionable girls here.
Yeah, like, without saying certain names, the one with that knocked herself out on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That one, the Hummer limousine.
Remember him at your friend's party, Smitty? Birthday party?
What are you talking about?
That's where it was.
All right, Chico.
Yeah.
Bro, all these fucking flies. Smitty, take a shower.
There's literally one.
You like that, Reagan?
Oh, I was laughing at Smitty's.
No, you weren't. Mm. No, you weren't.
There's only one.
No, you weren't. You're laughing about shit. Anyways. Yeah, bro. Then the one that, the stack girl that knocked herself out and then was only using me for parties.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, the 4th of July weekend. Oh, that was so miserable. I was so miserable that weekend.
Wait,
oh
is that God. The one where you were texting me and you were like, please make them feel comfortable. Like, please hang out with them.
No. That was the one that knocked herself out at the party. It's not funny that she hit her head. It's not. But it's the fact, the way I heard it happen, that she just looked like a powering down. And she's just fucking, just bonk. But, no, I'm talking about the other girl, 4th of July weekend.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That entire weekend.
Oh.
That was terrible. I've never been so miserable in my life. Yes. Yes.
Damn, bro. Yeah.
That was terrible. Why did y'all let me go to that? Y'all didn't even bother
me?
To.
Whoa.
Y'all didn't even bother to kick her out. Y'all, what kind of friends are y'all? I thought we were supposed to be
a
family.
We kept asking you, can we kick her out? Can we kick her out?
No, you didn't.
Kick her out?
What was talking about?
Yeah, we did.
Y'all wanted to see me suffer. That's crazy. You, Reagan, you're supposed to be my girl and help me, you know, behind my back and shit. And you out here letting girls just fucking fuck me over like that? That's crazy.
You were being a pussy.
I was not. I was.
You were being a pussy.
I was,
Because if I had someone over, well, I guess it doesn't apply, but like if I had someone over. Stop! If I had someone over and they like were using the fuck out of me like that, I wouldn't be as nice about it. I wouldn't be nice at all.
So LA, man, people use people.
Mm-hmm. Especially in Los Angeles.
Welcome to LA.
Is that a song?
No, it's New York. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome.
Oh, yeah, welcome to New York. Yeah, I've seen that.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Y'all don't know about New York. Y'all don't know how we get down there.
I want to go to New York.
It's great. It's so much better there. It's so much better there.
Well, it's fast paced too, though.
And you don't need a car.
You want to go together?
Sure, I'm down.
I know I'm going to hear this conversation later. Someone's going to bring this to my attention of, hey, remember when this person said they wanted to go to New York? I'm going to have this conversation. No, I'm going to pin in this. I'm going to put a pin in this conversation. Damn, Smitty, all these damn flies. Take a shower, bro. Musty ass.
Use that one already, buddy.
Nigga, and I'll fucking use it again. I'll kiss you on the mouth. I will literally go under this table and suck you up like a fly tornado.
Ace will.
I will. They don't think I will. I will.
He will.
Bro, get these flies out of here, bro.
What, bro?
Reagan, you like that? Let me get a piece of bacon, Reagan.
Give you a piece of bacon?
Yeah, let me get a piece of bacon.
You ate all yours.
Okay.
That shit, this bacon is good as hell.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Reagan, you want to get a piece of bacon? Are you sure? Are you sure? Mm. All right, when I have more chocolates, because I ordered some off Amazon.
You did?
Yeah. So
you didn't just want to go to Target?
Who's going to take me to Target? Were you going to take me to Target?
I could have.
Well, you know, when I get this chocolate... Remember this. I'm going to be like, oh, what about that bacon?
Amazon. I just realized that.
Yeah. Then you can get chocolate off of Amazon. Shit, maybe we can get you, you know, a better-ass shirt.
How many did you get?
Good one.
Enough for me.
Good one.
Yeah, good one. We'll get you all
it's okay.
There.
Smitty will beat you, and then we'll get two.
I'm sorry. Did he beat me last night, though? Oh, that's right. I gave you both one out of pity.
I'm still.
Yo, all these flies. I'm sorry. I can't focus, guys.
Dude, one fly, bro.
No, there's two. Look at that. One. All right, keep that one. Ready? There's going to be another one. Two.
Nigga, the same fly.
How would you know?
Okay, cool.
There is two.
See? If I catch
ew! Oh.
If I catch you with my hand, somebody, will you cash at me $100?
Nigga, you thinking Bruce Lee or some shit?
You don't think I can?
No, who thinks he's Rock Lee?
I really feel like you can.
I don't think I can.
Did you hear me? That was a funny joke.
I heard it. I just stopped laughing, Reagan.
Oh.
Yo, stop making all these Naruto references, all right? Stop. We got Reagan into Naruto, and now she hasn't even watched the show yet, and she's making all these references. We got to get her into it, though.
Okay.
From the first episode, it just starts off so slow.
I know, bro.
So
it does?
Yeah. And there's so many fillers.
That's the one thing about Hunter x Hunter that I liked, that it like started off like pretty fast.
Same with Sword Art Online. Great anime.
I haven't seen that one.
So,
you want to start it together?
I'll get in on that.
Pull up.
It's like, you know what it's about? Basically, it's about this. It's like in the distant future, and basically, it's just everyone. This thing called the Nerve Gear, virtual reality. You put this headset on, you get in the game, and then it's a new game called Sword Art Online. You get in, and everyone's like, "Oh man, this game's so great!" But turns out, no one can log out.
Oh shit!
Come to find out, you can't log out because the game's designed. You have to win.
Humper.
To beat the game. I don't know, but anyways, no, I'm kidding. But it's like if you die in the game, you die in real life. If someone if someone from the outside world tries to take off the helmet, your brain gets fried, so you die. So you have to, like, you either like get comfortable in the virtual reality world, or you try to beat the game. And it follows this guy named Kirito, one of my favorite anime characters. He's so cool. And the show's still on now. Like, it's a different, it's like a different story arc though.
Yeah.
But it's like the Sword Art Online, Sword Art Online 2. This is a new, brand new series. Like, it's such a good anime. It's top three.
For
number
real?
One is number one is Cowboy Bebop. Which y'all seen watch it. That movie?
That shit looked like it was starting to get good, though, for the first five minutes I was watching it.
That was the movie. Bro, I watched the movie first before I watched the show. I didn't know anything about the show, so I watched the movie. And that's what I liked about it. It was non-canon. And I was just like, holy shit. He's actually pretty active.
She gets active.
And okay, so what's Hunter x Hunter about, Reagan? Because like, you say that it's like Hunter x Hunter. Like, I heard about it all the time. People keep on.
You haven't watched Hunter x Hunter? What?
Gon? Like,
I just spit. Gon reminds me a lot of Naruto, and then Killua reminds me a lot of Sasuke. Like, literally, like, same thing. Especially because, like, Sasuke has that, like, lightning thing. Killua's powers is, like, lightning. And then Gon is just super strong.
Man, I can't wait to get you to Naruto now. I'm just thinking about the whole Sasuke versus Gaara fight. That shit was tough.
Oh, yeah. Why do I have to rethink that? I was like, wait, what the fuck? Yeah,
that whole fight, then Naruto versus Gaara and the bro, that whole arc with the Chunin exams, was so active.
Because they all just, like,
Neji versus Naruto. Ooh, what a fight.
Neji was lucky. Neji was sliding, bro.
I think he would like Hisoka a lot.
Hisoka? That's the guy, nigga, that throws cars. That's weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. he's magic.
That guy's a weirdo, though. I've seen
clips. Oh, he's a pervert.
Oh, freak, though.
Yeah. There's, like, a scene where he gets hard while he's naked, when he sees, like, Gon and Killua, or actually Gon. He's, like, but he, like, gets horny over, like, power.
Same. Anyways, Demon Slayer, that's another one I've been told to watch.
Wait.
That's my shit.
Hunter x Hunter is basically, like, Gon the whole time is, like, trying to find his dad, and then he, like, gets into this, like, game, like, what you were talking about, where, like, you get in, and then if you die in the game, you die in real life. But he, like, I don't want to spoil it for you, but...
Yeah, don't spoil it.
He's just, like, a very determined. He's like Naruto. He's, like, very determined.
Nah, Kirito is determined. Like, that's the main character. Like, because in the show, Sword Art Online, because it's still going on, except a different story arc. Like, mm-hmm. You see him get older. They show him age and everything. Like, the show's been on since, like, 2012. So, like, You see him age, and it's awesome. Like, the show is so good. So good, bro.
He was little when he got in it or something?
He was, like, probably, like, 14 in the first... episode ever. Now since the show is still going on, he's probably like 20.
Damn.
Yeah, so he ages with the show. It's pretty awesome.
That's clean. I like shows like that. Watch some niggas, girl.
Trick for Jesus. What you do? I just punched you in the face. Like, you would not be expecting that shit at all.
Nah.
Like, I don't see. That's one thing I'm not gonna worry about with Smitty. I never gotta worry about Smitty hurting me because he can't. He physically can't, even if he wants to. No matter how mad Smitty gets at me, I don't think he would ever have to be.
You want the rest of this?
Yes. I don't think he'll ever have the ability to punch me in the face because Smitty likes him too much. Even if he won't admit it, he cares about me too much. He won't hit me.
Nah.
He'll get angry, but he won't hit me.
Nah. And I can never hit Ace.
And that's what I like about it. Same with Champagne. Oh, God. Oh, this nigga Champagne. He annoys the fuck
Champagne
out of me.
Champagne and Smitty's. Friendship is actually really cute.
Yeah, it's a shame they didn't get to showcase it a lot on the show.
Yeah, because it's like very like
genuine,
and also like they always have each other's backs, no matter what. You know, like Champagne could be wrong, and like could be talking to a group of people, and like he'll be wrong, and Smitty would be like, "Nah, like he's right, like he got it," and then like pull him to the side behind, like,
you're wrong,
and be like, "Hey, you're wrong." Yeah, thanks. But like he won't like let him like. Kind of like get embarrassed, like he
then
like.
We go down, then we go down. You don't remember
together.
That? Yeah, amazing.
But I love friendships like that, where it's like, you always have each other's backs, like no matter what.
Yeah.
And like y'all show people that too.
I don't have. A friend
yeah, we like don't that. Like think about our friendships. Like this is like, no matter what, like it's gonna be. We gonna stay friends forever. I don't care if, like, some shit happens to either one of our lives. Like, we still gonna be close as fuck. We still gonna pull up on each other like every other day or some shit or talk.
Wait, you kiss me on the mouth.
Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, cause we came out here together. They're the big reason I came out here, cause I didn't even wanna come to LA at all. But they was like, bro, you need to come out here and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? They was just looking out for me in that aspect, and they know. So.
Yeah, y'all are always looking out for each other. And I feel like y'all like motivate each other.
Yeah, sucks that he had to leave. Cause that's my nigga, but it's true. We gonna be all right. I'm actually gonna link with him today too, so I don't even want you to chill.
Well, can I come?
Fuck no, you can't come.
Okay.
I'm just playing. You can
come. I'm gonna come with your bitch ass.
I knew he was gonna say that shit. That's why I didn't invite
you.
Wanna
hang out with your musty ass? You're gonna interview me, buddy boy.
Interview you?
Yeah.
When you gonna let me hop on a run?
I will give you $100 if you can do my run perfectly.
I've literally seen you do that run 5 times.
But you can't. Yeah, no matter how many times you see me do it, people don't realize how hard it is until they actually do it.
Bro.
Yeah, it's a hard shit to do. You think that shit's easy? Nah. Fucking do it. Why do you think I stopped doing it? That shit takes a while.
Nah,
and I might get out of breath, bro.
Nah,
and I gotta run uphill. Fuck that shit.
It's not a normal run either. It's like a exaggerated run. Kind
yeah.
of. I was like,
but
what the
when
fuck?
You watch it on the video, it's like, oh, okay. It's a cool it's run. Normal. But like, that shit's hard to do. That's why, it's not hard. That's why I stopped. It's just so exhausting. I might do a running video today.
Knock it out. You're good at them shits.
That'd be a cool video idea. Go have members try to do the run.
That would be funny, actually.
Have a good transition video idea.
I don't know. I'm still impressed by your transitions.
I'm going to have you run in it. And then, okay, listen, I'm going to tell y'all the idea because this isn't going to come out.
Tell them.
It's not going to come out until a few days.
No, true.
So I'm going to do something where you're, like, running, like, or, like, I, like, have the phone, I drop it, you, like, pick it up, you're running, and then it, like, transitions to, like, two people behind me with, like, their hoods down, and it's, like, silhouettes, and it's going to be me in the light, and then I'm going to, like, come close, and it's, I don't know who, I don't, like.
I'm generally impressed you just thought about all this like that.
But, yeah, because you were talking about, like, running. And then I'm going to like come closer and like, we're all going to be like ready. Da, 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 da. And then I'm going to go back down and it's going to be like their silhouettes closer to me and closer to me. And then it's going to like transition out and they're going to be like right there.
There's a video on Polo's page that he drops his phone and I pick it up. It's got like 1.8 million likes.
Hard.
I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is it? What? What? Like, all I did was do my run. 1.8 million likes. I was okay. Just like, okay.
Nah, for real.
And I'm talented, nigga. You feel me? But the question is, will I ever go back to posting magic on TikTok? Probably not.
Why?
I don't know. I should, though. It's been a while since I performed. That's why when we were at the fair, all I could think about was, damn, if I brought my cards, man.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because street magic like that at a fair, it's the best thing ever. Because everyone's just like, holy shit, what's this guy doing over here?
Yeah, exactly.
And once it's like a small circle, more people start to show up. Like, I fucking love. I don't get stage fright. I don't mind it. Like, I've always performed in front of a large crowd, so I never get stage fright.
I always had stage fright in high school.
But with me, it's like
teen leadership.
Oh God! Wait, you say wait what?
When I did teen leadership, oh. And I we would have to like write out a what was it? Not a letter. Kind of like an inspirational speech. We had to do speeches, and like my face would always get like whenever I get. You'll learn this more and more about me, but whenever I get like really mad, or really sad. Are really nervous, I get hives, like my body reacts. And so I would get like, I would stand in front of the room before I even started and I would just like break out in hives and everyone would be like, what the fuck? And then I would like say my speech and then like put my head down in class and just be like, oh my God, that was so embarrassing. Every single time I could not get over it.
With me, when I get really nervous, a lot of people don't know this though, when I get really, really nervous, my right leg shakes uncontrollably. Like my right leg just goes like a 1,000 miles per hour, like it shakes so fucking fast, like, and I can't stop it. Like I'll just be like, stop, 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 stop.
That happens when I pee on the toilet.
You gotta fly on your mic, bro.
Tell your cousin get up out of here, bro. Yo, all these fucking flies, bro. What are we living in, bro? Goddamn, why are there so many
food?
Flies,
I got
bro?
3 plates of food here,
bro. Nigga, get you. Tell your cousin get out of here, bro. God damn, bro. Nah, you know what? Nigga, you got to shower, bro. These flies be all
this
over
nigga
you,
here,
bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Some other musty in there, bro. God damn,
it's your upper lip, nigga.
Nigga, nigga, my upper lip. Then you got a whole pencil-drawn mustache on your upper lip. Don't talk. Calm down before I get an eraser and erase that shit. Oh, head ass. Oh, Ronald McDonald do-rag. Oh, Will Smith buzz cut head ass. Let me, like, boy, what are you on? Red shirt.
I could zone the shit out your ass. I don't even want to do it, though.
Crusty-ass feet. You be asking Reagan to suck on them late at night, right? Crazy. So crazy. Ugly ass little dude. But I'm not going to roast you in front of Reagan, respectfully. I'm not going to do that to her. Because of you, I won't do it. You're welcome. You're welcome. Say thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, let's wrap it up. This is Ace of Spades. Thanks for joining us at Vile Podcast. I am Ace of Spades. I skip up with that. Reagan, do your thing. Okay, now copy us. There you go.
And thanks again to Public. Remember, invest your time into some great investments.
Also, guys, make sure to follow Reagan on Instagram.
Reagan777 on everything.
There we go. There we go. And make sure to follow Ace_Spades.
Y'all can do it, y'all. Want. Good fuck.
Go on, put your socials.
Kiss me.
Anyway, we'll see y'all later. Thanks for joining us.
I'm beat his ass up.
Champagne.
Bro, let's get the fuck.
All right, let's go.